know what? You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, and D.H. Major.
Was really good.
We're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining us because we are here each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be a little ugly.
Sometimes.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
I've had some great dates, so it's not always ugly. I've had some real bad ones too, but I've had some great ones. So
alrighty.
You know what? It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, it happens. It's in this thing called life. But I hope you guys have been doing well because you know. Well, I don't even know if I can even talk about myself because I am sick as a dog right now.
I can definitely hear it in the sultry, smooth intro.
I probably sound like a damn man right now. So
welcome. This date is over. This is Miss Marie.
Right. Somebody probably is mistaking me for a sir. So, yeah, please bear with me because, you know, I was in New York last week, had a good time. But it seems like every time I go to New York, I come back to D.C., under the weather.
Well, maybe you should stop going to New York.
I know, because New York is dirty. It smells like the sewer, and there's a lot of rats out there. But and you know, people don't wash their hands either. So, I think I've gotten you know, bitten by some kind of bug. So, you know, bear with the vocals.
We got you. We're gonna bear with it.
But I did have a good time while I was in New York, even though my stay was very brief. When I came back, I went to a comedy show in Baltimore.
Ah.
I went to go see Bill Bellamy.
How was that?
It was cool. However,
uh-oh.
It said it was at the Baltimore Comedy Factory or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's a comedy club.
Right.
No, it's a like bus depot station where you get on buses to go on like trips. But it's like on the opposite side is the Best Western Hotel. So
okay.
It was at the hotel.
Okay.
And I know at comedy clubs, it's common for them to have a 2-drink minimum. That's the norm. But they make certain that they constantly mention that. Which I find to be quite annoying.
A 2-drink minimum. Why is there a minimum anyway?
I don't know. Just put it in the ticket price. I don't know. But they emphasized the 2-drink minimum. It was on the flyers. Like they had a flyer outside of the venue, like where you pick up your tickets, and
right.
Had signs that said, you know, 2-drink minimum. You get inside, they announce 2-drink minimum. On the menus, 2-drink minimum.
Are they really checking to see if you order 2 drinks?
Yes. And to make matters worse, which I thought was really tacky, you know what? I'm going to put this on my other blog because I am launching another blog site called randomassblog.com.
I like that.
Yeah, because I have random ass stuff that happens and random ass stuff that I encounter. So this, you know, in order for you to leave, they have to give you a ticket that says that you have met your 2-drink minimum limit. Right. So if you don't present this ticket when you leave, you cannot leave.
So if I come through the door, I have to buy a minimum of 2 drinks
yes.
before I can leave.
Yes.
And who's going to enforce this rule?
The servers.
Like I said, who's going to enforce this rule?
The servers. So if you have not met your minimum, they're not going to give you this ticket so that you can leave. You got to give them a ticket to leave the show.
You tripping.
Then they didn't have any AC in there. It was hot in there. And it was just interesting. I mean, the show was good.
Yeah, that's what
most
I was
Most of
say.
The comedians were good.
Who else was on? Do you remember? Anybody else?
I couldn't tell you anybody's name at all. Like, if they stood right here right now, I wouldn't even know who the hell they were. But, you know, they were funny nonetheless. You know, you don't have to be a big name to be a funny comedian.
That's true.
But I just thought that was tacky, though.
Yeah, man,
like,
tacky.
Well, to badger somebody.
They're trying to make sure they get their bread. Was it a good crowd?
For the most part, I mean, it's B Moore. Shots fired. Gold teeth, sequins, you know, bad weaves. But, you know, you see bad weaves in D.C., too.
That's true.
But, yeah, I enjoy Bill Bellamy.
We love our Be More listeners.
And ladies, Bill Bellamy looks great. You know, he's always been handsome, but I didn't realize that he was 50 years old. He looks damn good for his age.
He's an old dude, man.
Yeah, he's an old dude, but I like Bill Bellamy. You know, this weekend, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. Like, I'm all over the place. You know, I'm on all kinds of meds, so I'm not myself. So I got to get my life together. I need to just go away somewhere. So just maybe I could find a sneak away trip or something this weekend. But, you know, we got the Wine Fest coming up.
Yes.
I don't know if any of y'all going to the Wine Festival. The Linganore Wine Festival is this weekend. And my grandfather, he's turning 97.
Wow. Big shouts out to Grandpa.
97. My Snooki is turning 97 years old.
That's awesome, man.
Right. He'll be turning 97 on Memorial Day, actually.
97 on Memorial Day.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's my Snooki. Now, keep in mind that we have the laser tag, you know, you know, adults only late night laser tag. So don't try to be sneaky and bring your damn kids, because we are not having it.
No kids.
It's an adults only late night laser tag. So get you a babysitter. It's on Saturday, June 27th. Get your tickets today, you know, at tagme.eventbrite.com, or you can go into thisdateisover.com and get your tickets as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We had a great time last year, so we figured why not do it again this year.
Hey, man,
you know, if you
want to
be a winner, get on my team, you know, because we whipped ass last year.
You did?
Maybe not on the scoreboard, but in my mind.
In your mind.
My team kicked ass, so, yeah.
Well, I'll be there this year.
Yeah, so late night laser tag. Get your tickets, tagme.eventbrite.com. And also, don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Our latest blog has been posted. It's called Free Lunch. And if you guys haven't checked it out, I think the dude was effing crazy. Effing crazy. So check out Free Lunch at thisdateisover.com. And also post your bad date stories there as well. I mean, that's what it's for people to post their bad date stories and relationship woes. You know, I can't get over the story that's out right now. I mean, I think the dude was like borderline, like murder-ish. Yeah. Like, he's one of those people that you'll see on, like, you know, CSI. Like, he stalks his victims and kills them. But anyway, check it out. Tell me what you think. Post your comments on the website, thisdateisover.com. Now, tonight we're talking about old school love. You know, some of us want that old thing back. These kids nowadays don't even know what old school love means.
Right.
I guess they think it means pagers. I don't know. But old school love, you know, back when things seemed to be a little bit more simple. That's what we're discussing tonight. You know, have you experienced old school love? What are some old school things that you like to, you know, be present today when it comes to dating and relationships? So let us know. Give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100. That's 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we're going to get into some music, and we'll be right back. So keep it right here on The Flow. Thank you.
nothing's been more true than these words to you.
I've been changed and rearranged, and it's not like it was before. And when the sun shines, I'll show her why she can't keep me anymore.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
You're listening to The Status of a Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. And D.H. Major.
What's happening with you?
Oh my gosh, don't stop putting your mouth on the microphone.
I'm too close to the mic.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Don't put your mouth on it. You're not. Never mind. Introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470. That's for Network Contracting Services. So check them out if you got to get some stuff done to your house. I know I got to get some stuff done to my house because my damn AC is broken, but I don't even want to talk about that, because you just heard a double play from the Foreign Exchange. You started off with Dreams Are Made for Two and Valediction right after that. But I got some good old school music coming up for you guys, because if anybody knows me, knows that I love me some oldies. So
that's what I'm waiting for.
I'm going to give y'all some of my favorites, you know, because tonight we're talking about old school love. And give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100 if you want to get in on tonight's topic about old school love. Because, you know, as we get older and mature, things change. And of course, technology kind of changes a lot of things. And
absolutely,
it can enhance things, and it can take away from some things. So, you know, when it comes to old school love, you know, what resonates with you when I say old school love, D.H.?
I mean, to me, the old school love, I mean, it's one word could define it for me, is chivalrous.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the old school situations, you know, from the OGs that I know, they've all been chivalrous.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of try to parlay that myself.
What do you mean by chivalrous?
Well, I mean to making sure we, you know, pulling out chairs, holding doors, and, you know, just making a woman feel special every time we're out together and every time we're in together, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how do we lose that? Because, you know, I noticed from some guys, they will only do chivalrous things if they like you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense to me, you know, because even if you're out in public and there are women around, you should still be, you know, a gentleman and help them, you know, if needed. You should be able to hold open that door.
Right.
I remember when I was going to school a few years ago, when I was in culinary school, I had to bring a lot of my supplies. You know, I had to bring all my knives.
Right.
I had to bring all my books. So I'm like rolling all this stuff with me. I got on a uniform, so my hands are full.
Right.
And I go up to the door, and it'd be at least six guys standing by the door, and not one of them offered to get the door for me.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Not one.
Did they offer to take your stuff?
No, heck no.
So they just let you walk in?
They let me walk in and struggled to open the door, did nothing.
Wow.
And that seems to be more prevalent nowadays, especially with younger guys.
Yeah.
Not saying all younger guys are that way, because there are some great ones who are very chivalrous, but I don't know.
I hate to put it on this, but I mean, it's a lot of these young dudes right now not getting raised by good dads. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting raised by dads, period. But
right,
you know, they,
and even if they're not being raised by dads, you know, some of their mothers aren't teaching them that this is what you should do. You know, as a gentleman, you should always do this. Yeah. And you know, if you are a young lady, this is how you should conduct yourself. So right. I mean, it goes both ways. And I mean, it definitely saddens me. You know, I've been out with my mom. You know, I remember when my grandmother was still living, we went to go visit her in her hospice care center.
Yeah.
And my mom and I are walking towards the door to go inside the building. And this young man, like, completely cuts right in front of my mother. We both grabbed him. I was like, excuse me, what are you doing?
Right.
Do you not see these two ladies walking here? You don't walk in front of her. You don't walk. You don't do that.
Right.
No type of excuse me. Just kept him moving. And his father was right with him. Like, you see this going on, you're not going to say something to correct this young man. But we corrected him in a heartbeat. I'm certain he didn't like it, but I don't care.
But that's a good thing, though.
You don't do that.
Yeah, no,
you absolutely don't just step in front of us like that and think that stuff is cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I would hate to say, because some people say chivalry is dead. It's not dead. I don't think it's dead either. But I think that, you know, if that's something that you out on a date and that's something that the dude isn't doing, you know, you definitely need to check that. And I think that also comes with the woman. Like you said, the woman got to command that. If you don't ever command a dude to open your door and pull out your chair, you know, if that's something that he don't naturally do, if you don't command that from him, then...
How do you check that appropriately? Because I know that I've checked somebody. It might not have been the most, warm approach to it. Because I remember I had gone out with this guy. He asked me out to dinner. And we were walking up to the restaurant.
Right.
And he kept walking in. Like, I thought he walked ahead of me to grab the door.
Right.
He walked ahead of me to go inside. And so, I didn't go inside. I waited outside.
Right.
I waited outside. He said, well, what's wrong? Why aren't you coming? I said, because you didn't hold the door open for me. I said, so I'm going to, you know, let's try this again so you can, you know, get it right this time. Like, what you're not going to do is walk in front of me in a restaurant.
Right.
Or period. Like, and not hold the door open for me.
Yeah.
Like, let's be a little more of a gentleman.
Yeah, I had a conversation about chivalry today with my homegirl B. Shout out to B for listening right now.
Hey, B.
Hey, but
sorry, I sound like a man, B. I'm a little under the weather. I'm trying to get through tonight.
Nah, but we was talking to B today about chivalry. She said one thing she'll do, you know, if a dude doesn't, you know, open the door for her to get out of the car, she'll just sit in the car, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just sit here and wait until you get the point.
And maybe I should start doing that, because the inside of the car doesn't bother me as much. But then again, that should be a part of the program, because you know, you shouldn't be getting in the car before me, because if something happens to me, like, you long gone.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't be walking in front of me, because if I trip and fall, I'm all the way back behind you. You ain't even know. There's been situations where I've, like, totally tripped and almost killed myself, and the person didn't know me because they didn't know that I'd done that because they were in front of me.
Right. Well, okay. This is what I do. And I would like to say I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what I do, like, when you get in the car, of course, I'm going to hold the door for you when you get in. Close the door, make sure your feet in, boom, close the door. But when we get out, if she goes to open the door first before I can get over there, then cool. I just come out, just make sure she get out, then I'll close the door behind her,
mm-hmm.
and then we walk together. But, you know, I haven't had the situation where she's waiting, because that's the first thing I do. When I get out of the car, I'm mm-hmm. walking towards her door. So regardless if she's out the car or still in the car, I'm going to get the door.
Right.
You know what I
mean? And I think it's just such a habit of a lot of women that we getting out, that we automatically get out of the car without even thinking.
Right.
Because I don't even think that nowadays we expect a gentleman, which is unfortunate.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of guys will try to say, well, you know, chivalry is dead because, you know, women killed it by labeling, you know, men as being thirsty.
Right.
And they'll use that as an excuse. And I hate to hear dudes say stuff like that. Well, y'all killed it with the whole thirst thing. Like, no, you killed it with your attitude.
Yeah.
All women aren't created the same. Just like I know, you know, all men aren't jerks. All men aren't dogs. So I'm not going to put all these guys in the same category.
Yeah. I mean, that's that's just ingrained in you. If that's something that you command, you know, if you command respect, a dude that really wants you will truly give it to you. You know what I mean? But if you're not commanding respect, then you're not gonna get it. You know, unless the dude is just super nice and extra respectful. But if you're not commanding any respect or commanding that you're treated, you know, like the queen that you believe you are, then, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of women, some, I think there's this fear of, you know, well, if I say something, then I'm going to lose him. Oh, well.
Yeah, man, I'm a firm believer that a lot of stuff don't change, man. How, you know, the way you come into a situation, how you meet a person, you know, pretty much the first time you meet somebody, that first impression that you get, that's the precedence I'm setting. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of stuff don't change after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless it's an extreme circumstance. But I think for me, old school love is chivalrous. You know what I mean?
So chivalrous. That's my, you know, final showing answer. Showing respect and you know,
yeah,
helping her, you know, in and out of the car.
Yes, if she has opening a doors bunch of culinary and supplies, you know, just getting the door for her.
I was totally ticked off at that. So
I mean, you should be. I mean, you should be. I mean, that's something my dad taught me from a young guy, man. Just you making sure you take care of the ladies, because the ladies gonna take care of you. The real talk.
Right, you know what I mean? And as the saying goes, happy wife, happy life. You know, fellas, if you take care of us, we are going to take care of you. But I think so many people are scared to jump out there because right. They don't want to be labeled as thirsty, or they don't want to seem weak. And being chivalrous does not make you weak.
Right.
You know, it does not make you weak at all.
Nah.
I think you have more chances of getting the draws being chivalrous, you know, than not. So that's just me.
I don't have anything to say about that.
So chivalry, you know. So I don't. Why is it, you know, being a gentleman frowned upon, or being a lady? Because I it goes both ways. You know, there's a lot of guys who just have no desire or don't want to be gentlemen, and it's a lot of women who do not conduct themselves as ladies.
Right.
And I don't get that. And I know I have a potty mouth. I get it.
Right.
But I know how to dress for the occasion. I know how to, you know, to monitor and, you know, cut back on certain language in right. different settings. And there's some people that just don't know how to shut that off. Well, I'm just being me. That's just me. That's what I do.
I mean, I've been in situations with the young lady where, you know, I laugh and joke a lot, but when I'm serious, you know I'm serious. And mm-hmm. if I say something about your mouth, and if I check you about your mouth, you know, that just is what it is. Because I had a situation where I was dating a young lady that cussed a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I understand we're in the quarters of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You may say, you know, some of the lighter words. But if you dropping F-bombs all day, come on, man. I can't.
I was dropping a lot of F-bombs today.
Today?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to check you on that one.
You might have to check me. But, you know, it's some women who don't even, and men,
yeah.
dress the part. You know, I've been to, you know, weddings, and I shouldn't see all your business. You know, this day is about the bride. Like, you should not look like you're going to the club
right.
at all.
Right.
And the same goes for men. You should not look like you're going to a sporting event. You right. know, when I think of old school love and just old school in general, I think of people having a sense of decorum. And I think a lot of that is lacking today.
Right.
And that, you know, I go back into, you know, I'm big into pictures, and I get that from my late grandmother, Marjorie. And I just look back at some of their photographs from the 1940s, 1950s, and just to see how dapper everybody was. No matter how much money you had, rich or poor,
yeah.
you had a suit. When you went to school, you had to be dressed a certain kind of way.
Right.
When you went to different functions, you know, you had the appropriate attire for that particular function. If you're going to a party, you had party clothes. If you're going to a wedding, you had wedding clothes. If you're going to church, you had church clothes.
Right.
You went to school, you had school clothes. You know? So it varied. And it seemed, you know, if you go in the club, you get club clothes. But it was still a sense of decorum. Like, everything wasn't out on the street. And they still were, you know, they still had sex appeal
right.
without, you know, everything being on Front Street.
I mean, I think it's just with the times, man. Times change where different things are acceptable. And, you know, the lines, you know, even though it's not that deep, but the lines are blurred for certain things. You know, leggings you can pretty much wear everywhere.
Not to a wedding, you can't.
Hey, but I've seen it. You
seen leggings at a wedding?
I've seen
that is
a lot
so
of
tacky.
Weddings.
I don't know. I'm not a one thing I see in a lot. I don't care for knee boots. I have knee boots, but I feel some kind of way saying that with like a formal dress. That's weird to me on a woman. Yeah. I've been at a wedding, like one of my cousins got married. This was years ago. And this guy came in, a couple of guys came in there with jerseys on and shorts, denim shorts and Tim's. I said, I'm sorry, were you here for the game or the wedding? Like, because I'm not understanding where you thought you were going today. Like, seriously, have some respect.
I mean, being a performer, which is something I do, ladies and gentlemen, DH, do perform. But anyway, being a performer, you know, a wedding singer, perhaps, you know, I mean, you see all types of things, especially at the reception. Wedding, the actual wedding is cool, but the reception you see a lot, man. So I think the lines are blurred now.
I want those lines to be unblurred. You know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of the things that I miss when it comes to, you know, like old school love. You know, my version of old school love.
Your version.
You know, yeah. You know, just from things that you know, I've seen or maybe seen in the movies or heard of. I don't know. But that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from the break. So keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant build-outs, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com. It's
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio with your girl, Miss Marie, and D.H. Major.
What's really good, people?
Come to you live on rocktheflow.com. That's the website. The station's called The Flow. We give you soulful music, news, and talk every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on The Flow for This Day Is Over Radio. You just heard music from the late, great Curtis Mayfield, which was also our Makeout Monday song of the day. It's called Give Me Your Love.
Give Me Your Love.
That song is everything, and that song has been sampled a lot, you know, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg,
Jeremiah,
yeah, that guy.
What was Jeremiah Wale?
Yeah. So Curtis Mayfield made a lot of great music. He was also a member of the Impressions, great group. So yeah, tonight we're talking about old school love, you know. And before the break, I was saying we'll talk about some of the things I miss, and that's one of the things I miss when it comes to old school, just old school love, just the music.
Yeah,
I miss when music had a message. Not saying that today's music doesn't have a message, but it seems like today's music is more, I want to sex you up versus, you know, it's very lustful. It's more lustful than back in the day. And I think, I guess, they had more of an, what's the word I'm looking for? Elegance? Eloquence? I don't know what I'm looking for. It wasn't in your face, you know.
Yeah.
It was there, but it seemed to be more sensual. It seemed, you know,
I'm trying to think about that word.
They had a lot better play on words versus, right, you know, I want to, you know, stick my tongue in your twat and, you know, and
pretty
you,
straightforward.
Right, and you want to bust on your face. Like, that's the stuff that you hear today. And it's just,
oh my goodness,
it's so vulgar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I miss about old school love. You know, they had lyrics, you know, that made you think.
Yeah.
And it called, you know, you had to think about exactly what they were saying. They didn't say, I want to, you know, do it to you and bend you over.
You had to think about it.
They let you come to that conclusion in your mind.
Yeah.
And nowadays, the music is not like that. The stuff that's on commercial radio doesn't play stuff like that. You know, fortunately, you can hear some stuff like that
on
The Flow.
Right here on
The Flow.
Every Wednesday.
7 days of the week, we got some great programming. So check it out. Go to the website, rocktheflow.com. But that's one of the things I definitely do miss when it comes to old school love. I just miss those old school love songs. And I miss when men were masculine.
Okay, care to elaborate on that for me?
I don't know. It seems like the guys nowadays seem to be just a
Metro?
Smidge more sensitive.
Sensitive?
Like overly sensitive.
Okay.
Going into the bitch-like category.
Why are you playing this song?
Old school, you know.
I got you.
I know it totally did not match that at all, but I love these. Look, y'all, I like 80s music too. Y'all have no idea.
But that's when it comes on, it definitely gives us like gives you that feel, like that sensitive feel.
I know, right? Maybe I should. Like, why does he have to sing like that? I don't know. Something more masculine. I got some. Here you go. More masculine.
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
Okay, more masculine.
Now that we're talking about the fellas,
right?
It's like, nah.
I mean, I guess I like that good mixture.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, back in the day, guys were more expressive with their feelings.
Right.
And it wasn't frowned upon because they weren't coming off as bitch-like, in my
right.
opinion. They were just saying, hey, look, I love you. And that's definitely something I miss about back in the day.
Put it low. Hey, girl, I love you, girl.
Right.
Come on, girl.
That the guys were expressive yet masculine.
Yeah.
And that, you know, as soft. I miss masculine men.
We're going to have that conversation during the break.
And I, you know, I guess that could be debatable, you know, debated because,
yeah.
you know, I like Drake and they say, oh, he's so sensitive. But I like the fact that he's able to express himself. I don't see him as being a bitch, but some people do. I don't know. I don't know if you feel that he is. I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, me personally. But I understand your point that you're making. You know, I mean, this is just in my mind. I feel like a woman who wants a man wants a man. Like, you want a guy
right.
that you can feel like is going to protect you.
Yes.
You want a guy that's going to, you know, feel like this is going to hold you down. You can go anywhere with him because, you know he got you. You know, not somebody that's like you say, too sensitive, or it's too touchy when it comes to talking about certain situations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being able
and
to
able
not
to just
able
articulate
go, yeah.
how he feels without, you know, going overboard, you
and
know,
going back and forth with you and doing all that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys that seem to have more feminine qualities, yeah. you know, want to argue all the time and bicker back and forth about just dumb stuff.
Might
I'm
be,
like, yo,
might be the jeans,
can you
man.
Shut up, please?
Might be the jeans, man.
Like,
might
go,
be
could you go,
bro.
Like, eat a taco or get the hell out of my face? Could you change a tire? I don't know. Like, could you just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you with that. I mean, I think as a man, you know, you should be that man. But I know a lot of guys, a lot of these, you know, newer generation is just, they...
Well, I ain't got to do it. You should take me out.
Yeah, come on, man. Some of them are just attention whores, and if they can get attention by taking you out of character, or some just love to argue, or some would call it debate, you know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes it's too much, man.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I miss masculine men, and I want that to come back. You know, being masculine is cool to me.
It's cool to you. You know what I miss?
What you miss?
Okay, let me set the picture for you. Middle school, right? Middle school with me, for me, was late 90s.
Uh-huh.
No cell phones yet for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you like a girl, it was two things I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you start with the note, pass the note. Hey, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. On occasions when I would get the yes, well, every occasion when I got the yes, it's like no. When I got when I get the yes, what I used to do?
Uh-huh.
I used to make mixtapes off the radio. That's old school right there. That's
yes.
old school.
Yes. That took time and effort. Because you wanted to cut it before the DJ started talking.
Listen.
Before they got to commercial.
You had
that
to
took
go
time
home,
and effort.
Listen to 96.3 or 102.3 to get your songs that you wanted,
mm-hmm.
like the love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you had to record it. Man, you had to get a blank tape. Come on. That's a throwback right there.
Yes. I miss, you know, phone calls.
Man.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people who are just so into this text life that they
I'm
don't even want to talk to you.
Life,
I miss phone calls and, you know, actually having conversations because, I mean, I'm a freaking talk show host.
Yeah.
Because so obviously I like to talk.
Right.
And I just don't have time to be typing 1,000 characters all the time.
I just feel like text messages just leave so much room for interpretation.
Misinterpretation. And so much room for misinterpretation. Because so much stuff that I've said has been misinterpreted. I'm like, I didn't even say it like that, but okay. Because I've had somebody read something back to me in like a harsh tone. I was like, but I didn't say it like that at all. You just, you know, came
That's
to that conclusion
you, yeah,
on
exactly.
your own. But yeah, I definitely miss phone conversations.
I'm not about that text line. Phone conversations where you could truly talk to someone and just get to learn and just understand what that person wanted and what they were about. I miss that.
And I'm not saying I don't like text.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool,
we
but
all
I
love
prefer.
Text.
Right. I would prefer a phone call, you know, if the time permits. You know, if I'm at work, of course, I know you're going to have to text me, but I would prefer a phone call, even if it's for a couple minutes. Like, just, you know, say, hey
man,
how you
just
doing?
Just call to check on you.
Yeah,
I ain't want
exactly.
nothing. Just want to see how you are.
Exactly. But yeah, I definitely miss the phone calls. Like you were saying, the letters. Like, man, letters and cards. I would probably, like, melt if I got a letter or a card in the mail. You know, birthdays come and go, and it's been reduced to text
right.
messages and Facebook, you know, posts. Which, you know, I still appreciate you taking the time to wish me a happy birthday. But
to go to the store, get you a card. Get a stamp.
And send it to me
and
in the mail.
To you.
My God.
Yeah, that's deep. That's effort.
Right. And fellas, ladies and gents, I think you would score some points nowadays, especially, you know, because people, you know, we're tired
that's
of getting junk mail.
School.
So that would get
yeah.
you some points, you know, on the old school tip. When trying to get with somebody, so I mean,
you know what I did one time?
What you did?
It's old school. This is when I was on my DH game, like strong man. I was dating a girl, and you know, I was really because I'm into, you know, I'm a writer, so I'm into poetry. So I wrote 20 poems, printed them out on nice paper, put it in a binder.
Who doesn't like a poem?
And sent it to her. She still has it. We broke up, but she still
That's
got
a beautiful
that book.
Thing. Who doesn't like poems? If a dude would write me a poem, my God. You know, one of the things that I've said, you know, constantly on the show, if you're not a good writer, if you're not a poet, there's so many beautiful love songs out there. All you have to do is take a couple of stanzas from that song that makes you think of that special someone and put that you know, on a, you know, type it up, print it up, put it in a nice frame, and you are good.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my favorite songs is, you know, Let's Get Closer by Atlantic Star. The verse goes like, if you want to know how long our love will last, this universe will pass. Mm. Baby, yes, it will. What?
Mm.
That's how much I'm going to love you? That's a beautiful thing. But you know what? I want to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts and color and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. So you know what? It's about that time for This Week in Black History. So, DH, take it away.
Why, thank you. This Week in Black History, brought to you by DH. No, I'm sitting. All right. So This Week in Black History, have a couple things and a lot of birthdays this week in Black History. Back in 1971, the Pentagon reported that blacks constituted 11% of U.S. soldiers in Southeast Asia. The report said that 12.5% of all soldiers were killed in Vietnam back in 61 were black, which is unfortunate that we even have wars and all.
But right.
That did happen there.
Which is unfortunate that these people were black, had to fight for a country that didn't even love them back.
Come on, man.
And died for the country.
Oh, man. Come on, somebody. Back in 2009, NFL star quarterback Michael Vick is released from prison after the dogfighting charges.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing how he got, you know, arrested for harming some dogs, and people kill black people all the time, and they don't even serve no time in jail. Sorry, as you were saying.
And that's fine. My apologies.
Sorry. My bad.
Back in 1944 this week, legendary singer Patti LaBelle was born.
Okay.
Back in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Patti.
Man, I love some Patti LaBelle. Man.
If only you knew how much I do. Do love you.
Hey, that's a line from a...
That's hey. Also a song that you can copy and send that to your loved one. Hello.
Easy. Back in 1919, wealthy cosmetics empire owner Miss Madam C.J. Walker dies on that day. And her estate on her estate in New York, right off the Hudson, is believed to have been the first black millionaire in American history.
Yes. She got that good stuff going for your hair, honey.
Man, Madam C.J. Walker.
She knew what was up. She knew how important hair care was to black women.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, you guys should really look into that and really thank Miss Madam C.J. Walker for all her contributions that she's given us.
Mm-hmm.
Also this week in black history, Mr. T was born.
Mr. T, I pity the fool.
A couple birthdays this week.
So we got some beautiful black women birthdays?
Beautiful black women birthdays.
What we got?
Miss Naomi Campbell.
Get it.
Was born this week. Back in, I'm sorry, she's 44. Turning 44 this week.
Get it, girl. You don't have to tell us her age.
I don't?
No, you don't have to. Like, no, you can tell. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie, when I watch Empire, I'm not sure how old she is.
Go ahead.
Miss Vivian Green.
Okay, emotional roller coaster.
Yes, yes. And a couple other birthdays. Malcolm X was born this week.
Malcolm X is not a beautiful black woman. So let's,
I know, but his birthday is this week.
Right. But yes.
But yes, that was my beautiful black woman, Miss Naomi Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
And Vivian Green. So thank you, D.H. Major. So we're going to go to break, play some music, got to give y'all some more old school. But keep in mind, if you want to get into tonight's topic, the number is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. We're talking about old school love. And I got some more old school stuff coming your way. I think I'm going to give y'all... Should I give us some Isley Brothers or the Blackbirds?
Isley Brothers.
All right, I'm going to give y'all some Isley Brothers. Or maybe should I do some Earth, Wind, and Fire?
That's a good choice.
She's the Isley Brothers, so I'm going to just go with the Isley Brothers.
And that's right.
So keep it right here on The Flow.
I need to see. a promise, everlasting. And where you are, I hope to be. And make me say it again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. You're all I need. Hush, you are. You're all. Whatever pain's inside, you make it better. Ah, oh, you seem to realize when I'm concerned. You are the only one who goes through the changes. Ah, oh, giving my life directions if I am turned. And now, make me say it again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. You're all I need. Yes, you are. You are. From an angel, princess imperial of my soul. Don't really matter if you choose not to answer. Hoping that what I reveal, you already know. And oh, make me say it again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. You're all I need. Oh, yes, you are. You are. Oh. All I need. Oh,
Listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH Major. What's up, DH?
What's really good with you?
Playing some old school tonight because we're talking about old school love, and that's one of my favorite songs by the Isley Brothers. Make Me Say It Again.
Hey, man. Can't get no much clearer than that, man.
You're all I need. Girl, you're all I need. That's what he said, like, the last 2 minutes of the song. You're all I need.
It's always... That's always good to hear, you know.
Yes, you're all I need.
You're all I need.
You're all I need. But we're talking about old school. Old school love and old school romance.
Yes.
You know, because some things are old school romance that I miss. And I know a lot of you on Facebook and Instagram, you know, said some of the things that you missed. So I'm going to pass it to you, DH. What are some of the things that some people said?
Well, I got a couple comments here on the Instagram. One person, my boy Mookie, he says it's just love. No old school, no new school. It's just fake love nowadays. When it's real, it's just love. And it doesn't get reinvented. So he's saying there is no...
There's no old school, there's no new school, it's just love.
Yeah. Another
Or maybe it's romance. And
romance.
Maybe, okay. I should say romance instead of love. But go ahead.
Another comment here. Old school love? Question mark. There is no such thing. But to use your term, old school love is what your relative showed you. It's the marriages and the relationships that are going 15, 20, 30, and so on and so on, being there with the same person. So that's that definition of old school love. I guess a long-standing relationship.
You know, when I go back and forth with that, you know, when it comes to these long-standing relationships, because, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing when you've been married for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it also throws me off when you've been married for 10, 20, 30 years and you ain't having sex. So, yes. Yeah.
How do you know these things?
You know, it's a lot of people that's together that ain't hitting it.
I mean, that's true. But it, at that point, is it, it's more than just sex. It's.
I need sex.
You need sex.
Sorry, did I shout?
And then the music stopped.
No, it didn't stop.
I know, but it sounded good, though.
Did I shout?
I need sex. Stops music.
Right. Like, I need that. Hey. There's a lot of old school people that ain't, you know, there's been these relationships for a long time that ain't getting it in. But, you know, some of them are. I don't know. But it definitely is a beautiful thing because, you know, as I think about it, before I get to the rant and rave, I had, well... I guess it's never a joyful thing to go to a funeral, but, mm-hmm. you know, a colleague of mine, her father passed away, and then, you know, I've had the pleasure of being, you know, around her dad and her mom. You mm-hmm. know, they've been together for like 52 years, and it was quite obvious that they loved each other. You know, they were together, you know, a lot, and, you know, she took great care of him, you know, and they seemed to really enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
They were, you know, just a lovely pair. So I was, you know, definitely saddened, you know, by, you know, his passing, because, you know, this lady just lost her husband.
Right.
And, you know, they had that old school love, the old school romance. You know, the relationship, you know, withstood the test of time. So, I don't know. I would like to have that. I just, you know, nowadays we're in this microwave society that we don't really, you know, sustain anymore in these relationships. So
everything is quick, man.
It's very quick, because I know how my patience is with people. So I'm like, dad, can I really sustain a marriage? Like,
you just need a guy that's just going to love you.
I know, regardless. Right? He got to love me, because I'm a pain in the ass. I'm great, but I could be terrible at some other things, too. So you got to, you know, I'm not always, you know, it's not going to always be unicorns and rainbows with me, honey.
Right.
So anyway, it's the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. Going to rant and rave about old school romance and love. But actually, before that, make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. That's what it's for. You can also check out this week's blog post. It's called Free Lunch. It's hilarious yet scary at the same damn time. The dude is an effing creep. So check it out. Post your comments. And also do us a favor and share the blog post. You know, we want to, of course, always boost our readership. So make sure that you're sharing, because sharing is caring. Don't just keep all that good information and funny stories to yourself. Share that with your friends.
Absolutely.
But, yes. Rant and rave. What the hell am I going to talk about?
Old school love, perhaps.
Old school love. You know, I mean, you know, we're talking about old school love. And it doesn't mean that, you know, new school ain't good. But, you know, I think we can kind of mesh the two. You know, try to bring some old school things back that don't seem to be present nowadays. You know, like talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like be present. You know, talk to this person. And I'm trying to figure out what page I wrote my notes on. But with me being
writing
sick
notes,
and
old school. That's old school.
Right. Write some notes. You know, take some notes and take the time to really get to know the person that you like, and, you know, pour into them.
Absolutely.
And give them an opportunity to pour into you. But like I said, mixing some old school with some new school dating, you know. You can text, but make certain that you balance it out with conversations. You know, I like to talk.
Yeah.
Balance it out with conversations and face-to-face contact. You know, and when we are together, or when you are together with that person, be present. Be present and be pleasant. Present and pleasant. You know, chivalry is not dead. So I encourage everyone to be chivalrous. Like, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't.
It does not hurt. You know, that makes you look better. That makes that person feel better. It makes me feel better when you're chivalrous. And ladies, be a lady. Men, be gentlemen. It's not that hard. And, you know, as we said before, an old school method that you could bring back. Write some letters. Write some poems, you know. Just make the person feel special.
Absolutely.
And I got a cough. And I'm trying to do it on the air. So I'm going to cut my mic off real quick. Yeah, I had to. I told y'all I am sick. I'm so sorry.
You need somebody that's going to take care of you.
Yeah, I do need somebody that's going to take care of me. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, I want you guys to be present and, you know, take things slowly. And, you know, one of the things that I dislike nowadays is that you can't really chill with somebody without the expectation of sex, or even go to a nice restaurant without the expectation of sex. You know, I want to be able to go to your house or invite you to my home without the expectation of sex. Why can't you just come over and we watch a movie, or we play on the Wii, or I cook you dinner without you trying to bang my brains out?
Netflix and pizza, man.
Right. Why can't we do Netflix and pizza? I like Netflix and pizza. We can go to Ann Pizza. You know, we can go to Pizza Mart, get a slice of pizza. We can go to Chipotle. Bring it back to the house.
Chipotle.
And just have some, you know, a good time. We can go sit on my balcony, have some wine. Like, I don't want there to be this pressure to have sex.
Right.
And that's one of the things that really gets on my nerves nowadays.
Right.
You know, because I've been in that situation. You know, I've told somebody, like, yeah, you know, I think I talked to this guy for maybe 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. So we had known each other rather well. We didn't have any type of sexual relationship, but we had gone out and whatnot. And he was saying that he wanted to see me. I said, all right, cool. I'm not really in the mood to go out, but you're welcome to come to my home. But, you know, the caveat was, you know, there's not going to be anything going down. Let's just chill. So things were cool at first. You know, we watched a movie, you know, had like, I made him a drink. So it was cool. You know, I'm a very hospitable person. Like, if you're in my house, I'm going to serve you. You know, if you want something to drink, I'm gonna make you a drink. I got a full bar in my house. If you hungry, I'm going to make you some food. I know how to cook.
Right.
You know, I got food in the freezer all the time. I got salmon in my house all the time. Deli meat, I can make you a sandwich. was potato chips, I got some chips. So I'm gonna hook you up.
Right.
That's the type of person I am. So everything was cool until that movie went off. He went into like full blown pit bull hormone. I'm just like, yo, get off me. Like, we had this discussion and I told you that you coming over here, that that's not gonna happen.
Right.
So And that's the part that really gets on my nerves.
But you know how many times I've had that conversation and the exact opposite happens? Where I chill and then I get jumped on.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know it went both ways. But you know, I don't want you jumping on me if I, you know, have been, you know.
Yeah, if you legitimately don't want
that. Because it's not like I jumped on you and started kissing on you and whatnot. It's just like, yo. And that's what I miss about, you know, old school stuff. Like back in the day, you could actually chill with somebody and just chill, you know, build up to that.
Well, I mean, I think back in the day, like you said, we live in a microwave society where a lot of times we want stuff right now. I think the patience factor was, you know, definitely something that dudes had patience back then, and were willing to maybe take you on maybe 2 or 3 dates before they tried to go in, you know, instead of just the first date tried to go in. But I think patience definitely, and you know, guys really were trying to be gentlemen and really trying to, you know, trying to court you and trying to learn about you before they just, you know, went all in. And I think that's important too, man. Patience.
So, how many dates are you supposed to go on before you get the draws? Like,
how many am I expecting?
Yeah.
It depends upon the girl.
Like, we've known each other for 2 weeks and we've been on 3 dates. Am I supposed to, like, give you the draws?
Oh, man. This is a tough question. This is a tough question. I mean, are you expecting to give up the draws?
No.
I guess I don't know.
I mean, what's your expectation as a man? Like,
but I think it's the vibe of what we do. Like, if we go on, like, really, really personal type dates and real close quarters and like lights low, good dinners, or you know, stuff like that where we're real close and personal, I'm not saying I expect it, but of course, if you know, if we get alone time, I'm gonna want that. But if we're going places like, you know, doing real fun stuff and outside a bunch, like,
right,
it's kind of light, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I miss, you know, less complicated dates. You know, right, where we could just go for a walk in the park and just have a conversation. You know, human contact in a non-sexual way. You know, I want to be able to invite you over without the expectation of sex. You know, let me set that tone with you.
So let you decide.
Let me set that tone with you.
Why you got to decide?
Because
you're the woman.
Exactly.
And you have the control.
Dating, you know, without the expectation of sex. And just being able to chill without the expectation of sex. One of the old school things that I miss, vocabulary. Right. When people knew how to write, you know, could spell and, you know, had, you know, proper grammar and stuff like that.
So when you're writing these notes, you have to be able to come correct on the grammatical side and on the literal side.
Because that is such a turn off. This shorthand stuff is killing it for people.
They writing in text mode.
Yes. Like, don't write me a letter in text mode.
That's
so one of the new school things. I guess I go back and forth with this when it comes to, you know, new school love is, you know, being able to check out a person ahead of time, being able to do the background searches, background checks. But I mean, that's a gift and a curse, because I don't want, you know, I miss, you know, somebody wanting to get to know me organically. I don't want somebody to, you know, approach me asking me for my Instagram page or what's my Facebook page, you know, send me a picture. Like, no. So, and it goes both ways. Like, okay, yeah, I want to be able to check this dude out ahead of time a little bit just to see what he looks like. You know, granted, we've already met before, so I don't need to see that many pictures of him. But, like, maybe if he's effing crazy, you know, I can check on, you know, the Maryland court case, you know, website.
Chill.
But I still want to get to know that person organically. And I think a lot of us are just rushing into that. You know, back in the day, you didn't have that option. You know, you just had to find out on your own.
And you had to talk to them on the phone and figure out if they were crazy or not.
But it's a gift and a curse, because that by that time, you're like, damn, I done wasted all this time or money with this person. You know, and had I known, then I wouldn't have wasted my time. Because, it, you know, there have been instances where I've checked somebody out before going out with them. And I've come across, like, their Facebook page and found out that they were married or engaged or, you know, effing crazy or couldn't dress.
I mean, I think that's really important. I mean, to have, you know, knowledge. But I mean, I look at it like this. How many times have you factored out somebody by even checking out their Facebook page and just seeing how many mutual friends you had in common? Like, if you have mutual friends with somebody, that automatically, for me, that throws up a red flag. I'm like, okay, who do you know?
And who have you dated?
Exactly. So that's kind of tough thing for me. So I feel what you're saying with right. that. But just,
it's a double-edged sword. It's like, yeah, you want to be able to check them out. Like, oh, okay, this person seems kind of cool. Or he might be kind of funny. But it's like, damn, he knows like 75 people that I know. And then are they going to be in our business? And who does he know? Like, what did he do with them? Right. And how well do they know each other?
That may limit the amount of dates you go on. So instead of going on 3 and 4, you may go on 1 or 2.
Right.
You know.
Because it definitely makes you hold back more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where it's going after you guys leave.
Exactly. But I want to go on to Facebook, you know, because we definitely have a very lively Facebook group.
Very much so.
And, you know, I asked, you know, what are some old school ways of love and dating that you miss? And Ms. John said, calling a person and actually talking. Yes, indeed. Ms. Williams said, writing on paper. If you wanted to go out with them or want to go with them, you checked on the box. You know, check if you like me, check yes, check no.
Yes,
maybe.
No, or maybe.
Right. Sydney said, the simple life, like dinner at Applebee's and a movie. No complicated dates. I dig the no complicated dates, but I don't want to go no damn Applebee's. Oh. I mean, I do it, but I'm not going to want to do it. Because I don't like their food.
Yeah,
I'm a foodie, so.
Outback. Maybe Outback.
Yeah, I could do Outback.
I could do Outback all
day. I could do me some Alice Springs chicken all day. And Kookaburra wings. And the wallaby darned.
Next.
I could do that wallaby darned all day, honey. So let me go back to Facebook. You know, Ms. Jones said, actually asking someone on a date instead of saying, let's just hang out. Oh my God, yes. That is something that I definitely miss. You know, ask me out. I don't want to hang out. You know, I want you to have a plan. Right. That is a turn on. And ladies, you know, let that man lead. You know, I know a lot of guys miss, you know, being allowed to take the lead, because some of us be like, no, I don't want to get it. I don't know. But if he has a plan, just even if you don't really care for it, unless it's something that's really awful. Like, for example, if some guy want to take me to like a chocolate factory,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be an automatic no. Because I don't eat chocolate.
Right.
So that would be an absolute waste of both of our time and his money.
But see, that's the thing. If he plans this and say, hey, babe, you know what? Let's go out and pick you up at 8. We got somewhere. We're going special. Now, you get there and you realize it's chocolate factory. That's when you can be like, cool. If he has some, I mean, most, if you're a good guy with a plan, you always got a plan B. Always.
Now, I would have to say something, though. Like, you know what? I really appreciate this, but I'm just going to let you know that I'm going to enjoy, you know, being at this chocolate factory, but I'm not going to eat anything. Maybe if it's white chocolate, I eat it, but I don't eat chocolate, right. So.
Or maybe they have some, like you said, if they have something
right.
else.
Right, if they have something else, yeah. So I just want to put that out there, because I don't want you to, you know, be upset. Because, you know, an indecisive man is who can't man up and make a decision. I've been in that situation, too, where a guy had asked me out. And he couldn't even man up to pick a restaurant. You know, I was visiting his area, so I wasn't familiar with what was out where he lived. So I said, you know what, whatever you go with, I'm fine. He said, well, do you like Italian food? I said, yes. Do you like seafood? Yes. Do you like Chinese food? Yes. Do you like Thai food? Yes. Do you like Vietnamese food? Yes. So any of those is fine.
But you gotta, I mean, any good.
He's like, all right, cool. He said, well, then he was like, well, we can go to this restaurant, but you know what? I don't know about this. I don't know about that. And, you know, he did that at least 5 times, and it got on my last nerve.
Gotta have a plan, man.
And but he could not make a decision, and that was such a turnoff. So we never even went out, because he kept going back and forth and back and forth, and could not make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's not sexy, fellas.
Yeah, you gotta have a go-to 2 or 3 spots that you're gonna take everybody to.
Yeah, especially I'm out of towner, so it's not like I would have known. Yeah. So come on, that's not a big deal. But yeah. We gotta go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. We're talking about old school love and romance. The number is 202-800-8100 202-800-8100 Give us a call. We'll be right back after the break.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your girl, Miss Marie, and D.H. Major. What's up, D.H.?
It was really good with you, Miss Marie.
Talking about old school love tonight, and I had to play some of my old school favorites. You just heard music from the Jones Girls. The song was Nights Over Egypt. I love that song.
It's a good song.
I hope y'all were feeling me on that. I love my oldies, so I can't help it. I can't help it. I just can't. Tonight we're talking about old school love. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. But I want to tell you guys about Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. That's 202-722-7470. That's for Network Contracting Services. Old school love, DH.
Yes.
So earlier you said, you know, when you think of old school love and romance, you think of chivalry. So what else, you know, resonates when you think of old school love? You also said longevity. You know,
longevity. I think that's very important. Being able to withstand the storms.
Yes, you know, all relationships have its ebbs and flows. So being able to, you know, turn the other cheek and just make it work, you know. I think after you've been with somebody for an extended period of time, you kind of know their likes and dislikes.
Exactly.
So
it's no excuse at a certain point.
Right. Some people are just jerks, you know, and some people just don't come out of it. You know, people just argue all the time for the sake of argument.
Yeah, you know, I think with that longevity thing, I mean, with, you know, old school love is putting your mate first. I think that's very important in new school, old school, in any school type of relationship. You know,
right.
It's putting the other person first and not being selfish. It's a lot of people walking around and selfish, and you know, being selfish in relationships. And
right.
A relationship is supposed to be 50-50. You know, actually, it's 100-100. You know, you got to give your all, they got to get it all. But, you know, I'm going to be selfless, you know, do everything I can for you and not really be about what you can do for me, you know.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing. And people, they don't know how to be selfless, because they're like, damn, well, if I'm not taking care of me, I know he ain't gonna do it. So you kind of just gotta let that go, and you know, take care of that other person, because it, you know, I believe in the law of reciprocity.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We definitely got to get out of this selfish mode.
Can't do the selfishness, man.
It's hard. You know, when people get in this funk, it's just, you gotta snap out of it. You know, ask your parents what they did. But, you know, going back to what I said before, you know, I know a lot of these relationships have this longevity, but I definitely get concerned with a lot of these old school relationships that they ain't having sex. That's my main thing. Like, you ain't having sex, or they not even talking. Like, he got his room downstairs, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
Now, I don't mind, you know, us having our own quarters, you know, sleeping quarters, because I think that kind of helps the relationship in some cases, because you're together, like, what, every day? Especially if you're retired.
Every day.
You want to have your own space. We don't have to sleep in the same bed every night. So, you got your man cave.
I still want to sleep in the bed with my wife.
Right.
But like
I
you
mean,
said,
it,
man
it
cave.
Works for some people. Like, I know it works for my dad. He sleep on the couch all the time. He got his man cave, and you know, and I
he
get
may
it.
Just fall asleep down there.
It's because he looks at TV at different times and different shows, so he doesn't want, out of respect for his wife, he doesn't want to disturb her.
Right.
You know, he'll sleep. His couch is comfortable as hell. I know I have fallen asleep. I'm like, oh shoot, I see why you sleep down here. So you know, I get it. But, you know, you have to, you know, understand what your partner likes and dislikes. And, you know, one of the things with their relationship, which I think is great, you know, both of them, you know, my dad and my stepmom, phenomenal cooks. They're great in the kitchen.
Right.
But my dad, you know, he does a lot of the cooking.
Okay.
And they have dinner together every day at 7:30. That is their time to have dinner.
Every
like,
day.
They carve out, you know, they have their moment. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, that I strive for, you know. You guys, you know, you might do your own thing, mm-hmm. you know, every day and at different times, but you're going to come together at this one point just so that you guys can have your moment. Or there might be this one show during the week that you guys, you know, watch together. So you make sure that you carve out time to be with that person. Like, he knows that she likes certain things with her meals. So, mm-hmm. you know, she doesn't have to ask, because he's going to do that.
Right.
And same with him. Like, she knows, you know, the kind of stuff that he likes, you know, for his birthday. She always makes a caramel cake, because that's
right.
what he likes. So he don't even have to ask, because that's what
you
she's
going
to do. She knows what he likes. That's
yeah.
what she's going to do. You know, they have that kind of, you know, great relationship that they, you know, they look out for one another without the person having to ask, without the attitude.
Right.
So they know how to, you know, talk to one another.
Right.
They've been together for so long. So
you should know by now.
Right.
You know.
You know, some, you know, and I know, so, you know, sometimes, you know, people relapse and they get in their own little funks, but, you know, as long as you see the bigger picture with your relationship, you know, how is this really going to help my relationship? Yeah, I might be pissed off about X, Y, and Z, but, you know, how long am I going to have this attitude?
Right.
And I definitely admire, you know, those old school relationships, you know, those older couples who understand the value of not going to bed angry.
Right.
I want to be able to do that. You know what? So let's just sex it out. Whoever my man is going to be,
and that's
we
fine.
Just going to have to sex it out. I'm going to be pissed off with you, but let's just sex it out, okay?
Let's see.
That's that new school.
No chocolate and sexing it out.
Right. No I don't eat strawberries either.
No chocolate. So chocolate covered strawberries, out of the question.
Not having it.
That's a go-to move right there. Okay.
So like
no
it.
Chocolate, no strawberries, and sexing it out. I'm making a list. Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. That new school stuff. And let's talk. Let's talk to each other. Human contact.
Yeah, I think one thing that I really love about old school type relationships is that, you know, people do things to try to keep it fresh. You know, trying different things. And
you said old school or new school?
Old school.
Okay.
Old school.
I thought that was a new school trait.
Well, I guess you can kind of. That's middle school. How about that?
Right, middle school. It's right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Yeah, middle school. You know, doing things to keep it fresh and new, and trying to keep the relationship, you know, on the up and up, and trying to enjoy each other and doing different things. I think that's important in a relationship, old or new.
Right. I agree with that. trying to do new stuff, you know, and sticking to some of that old stuff. You know the stuff that's tried and true that works in your relationship. You know, and maybe you guys go on you plan a trip every year in June, so you keep that stuff. But you can try something new. You know, you might, well, you know what? We never tried yoga before. Let's try this, honey.
Exactly.
We never tried rock climbing before. Let's try this, honey.
A lot of things you don't know that you like until you try them. I'm always up for trying everything once. So I can at least say at the end of the day, DH does not like this. DH does like this.
That's why I can tell you, I don't like chocolate, I don't like strawberries, I don't like horseradish, I don't like wasabi, but I love sushi.
Yeah, I can't do wasabi.
Yeah.
I know one thing I do like.
What you like?
Miss Marie.
Oh. Ow. Two snaps and a twist.
And a twist or a circle?
It might be a circle.
Yeah, it's two snaps.
I'm gonna add a circle to that, too. But old school, new school. So what is some new school stuff that you like about dating? Because I know we're talking about old school stuff, you know, the chivalry. I mean, all the stuff can be brought back. The chivalry, the longevity, the understanding of your partner, you know, just trying to work things out. I guess having more of a can-do attitude in some cases, because some people, you know, like...
Right.
You know, they're just together because they ain't nowhere, ain't nobody else going to have them.
Yeah.
So let's be clear. Like, all these old relationships that they've been together for a long time don't mean that they happy. I've seen that in my own family. I'm like, man, I don't know how you stay married to him for like 40-something years. He don't even talk to you.
Right.
He don't even speak to you when he come in the house. He don't greet you, none of that stuff. He don't cook for you. So some of them are just together just because nobody else is going to take them, and they don't want to have to go through the trouble of getting back on the dating scene. Because how you feel at 65 getting back on the dating scene? Come on now. I mean, some people will do it, but the saying goes, it's cheaper to keep her.
Right,
so a lot of those relationships are in that particular situation. Like, okay, well, if I leave her, she going to get alimony, or she going to get child support, or she going to get this, or she going to get that, or he's going to get this, or he's going to get that. He might get the house. So we might as well just stay together. We might be miserable, but we going to stay together.
I mean,
don't have sex. We don't talk.
Yeah,
we do our own thing. Yeah, so it's a lot of people that are roommates, so yeah, but when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, some of the new school things that you do like about dating and romance. So once again, the number is 202-800-8100. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and make certain that you check out the website, yes, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad day stories and relationship woes. And also, get your tickets. You can get them off of thisdateisover.com or tagme.eventbrite.com to late night laser tag. Leave them kids at home. Get you a babysitter. Come out and get your ass beat by me personally. I know, I just talk about yourself. I don't really mean it. I'm just talking trash. I don't really mean that. But yeah.
Talking
keep it right
trash.
Here on This Date Is Over Radio on the Flow for soulful music news and talk. We'll be right back.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant build-outs, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com. It's electric!
Baby,
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, accompanied by D.H. Major, who is jamming right now.
Hey, man, don't mind me. I'm just partying right now.
Yeah. That's that background music is Georgia Ann Muldrow.
It's
called
Eye.
The Captain's Woo! Eye. But you just heard music from the great Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
The song was I'll Write a Song. I love that song. Very much so. My mom's group used to sing that song all the time.
We do write a song for you.
Yes.
How about that?
It's a beautiful song right there. See, old school. I miss old school romantic music. Granted, we still have some of that flavor today, but you know, the stuff that's forced on us on TV and on commercial radio is all about lust. It's less about love, and I want that love music to come on back. It's okay to love. It's okay to express loving feelings. It's okay, fellas and ladies. You know, don't be so caught up. You know, if he don't like you back, oh well. If she don't like you back, oh well, somebody out there does.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid. But we're talking about old school love and romance tonight, and keep in mind the number is 202-800-8100. And I came across this article, and I think it's spot on with a lot of the stuff that it says, and it's called 10 Old Fashioned Dating Habits We Should Bring Back.
I like that.
And the first one, it says getting picked up at the door. My God, I can't even remember the last time I've been picked up on an actual date.
Like, on a date.
Right, a date. Wow. This was a while ago where somebody actually picked me up and knocked on my door. You know, you get
not the text, I'm outside.
I'm outside, I'm here, or the honking. You know, that's a lovely thing. But of course, you know, in today's, you know, in this day and age, of course, as a woman, you want to feel safe.
Right.
So you don't know if you want to give the person your address to come pick you up. But I think, but once you establish that rapport and once you feel comfortable with that person, you know, and you give them your address to pick you up, then I definitely would hope, you know, that's something that you can bring back. You know, getting picked up at the door, that is definitely a great thing.
That's a good one.
I would appreciate that. You know, the I'm outside doesn't really, you know, resonate with me. I guess I'm just used to it. I'm just like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, it doesn't hurt for you to cut the car off and walk inside. And the other thing with getting picked up, getting dropped off. Please do not pull off until I get into my house.
Oh, no. Nah,
I mean, I don't. I would like for you to walk me to my door
mm-hmm.
without the expectation of sex.
Did you see that on my? You saw the look on my face?
No, but that came across my mind because that's happened to me before. This guy did drop me off. And, you know, he walked me to my door, and we, you know, had a kiss at the door. All right, cool, good night. And he trying to push his way into my house. I'm like, good night. Yeah. And I was like, come on, I've had enough. Like, seriously, my lips can't take no more. Goodbye. Goodbye. Like, seriously.
There's a brief moment in between the kiss and the good night where that's the moment of clarity. And you can look in your eyes and see if you're going to invite me inside. And that's a pretty telling moment.
Right. But
you pretty much know if you're going to invite him inside while you're out in the
bedroom. But not, I wasn't going to invite him in at that particular time.
Right.
You know, like, we had to build up to that. You know, because
right.
I still hadn't really known him like that, you know. And, of course, I knew, like, especially after, you know, having a kiss, that if he came inside, he would have, like, oh, his penis would have made an appearance. And I just wouldn't have been prepared for that. So, yeah.
Did he ever make it inside?
No.
Okay.
No, he didn't. After that, it's funny. After that, I got sick after I kissed him.
Oh boy!
I got really sick, so I never saw him again.
Yeah, good night.
I know, right?
This date is
I was
over.
Sick as a dog. But anyway, yeah. So that's a great one. You know, getting picked up and getting dropped off. You
yes.
know, walk me to my door, or at least if you're not going to get out of the car and walk me to my door, at least wait until I get inside of my building or my home before you pull off. That really, really grinds my gears when a guy pulls off. I don't like that. Bring a small gift or flowers. That I like. I mean, I love gifts. I mean, and it doesn't have to be anything expensive. I love something that shows me that you were thinking of me, or you know, you tapped into something that I like. That's a great thing.
Right.
And vice versa. Like, if you know that he likes, you know, this certain artist or something, maybe you came across a picture or a painting or some kind of music, you know, give him, I don't know if you give out CDs anymore, but give him a USB. I don't know. But, you know, something that just shows that, you know, I was thinking about you and I thought you might like this. You know, small tokens of affection, of appreciation. It doesn't have to be anything major. It doesn't have to be a gift card to Victoria's Secret, because that has definitely happened to me, and that definitely threw me off.
Really?
Really. But yeah, a small gift or flowers, you know, can't hurt. Another one, dress up for the date. Yes. You don't have to wear a gown. You don't have to wear a tuxedo, but dress up for the date. You know, I'm getting tired of seeing dudes in sneakers. Like, if I got on heels, why do you have on sneakers? Like,
I mean, it depends on where you're going to.
True, but if, you know, we going to a nice dinner or, yeah, you know, a nice lunch or something, you know, put your best face forward. I don't like that.
Jeans cool? A button up in jeans?
Yeah. Okay. I just can't stand to go out with a guy who just doesn't know how to switch it up.
All right.
And, well, I don't really do suits. I don't really do that dress up stuff because that's gay. I'm like, no, it's not gay. You just look stupid. Because, like, I want somebody who can dress the part.
Yeah.
Impress me. Like, try to impress me. Because when I'm getting dressed, I'm gonna try to impress you. Like, how would you feel if I came to on a date with my hair all over the place? That's not gonna fly. So right. You shouldn't come to me like that. If you want, you know, you wearing baggy clothes and a sweatshirt. You don't want me to come in baggy clothes and sweatshirt and sweatpants. Like, you know, dress up for the date. And one that we've already discussed before: ask someone out on a real date.
Hey.
Yes.
Friday night at 8.
Meet me or hang out. That is not, if to a lot of women, especially, that's not music to our ears. Like, some say, oh, well, maybe we should meet up for drinks. Maybe we should, you know, hang out. That's not sexy to me. Like, how about we go on a date? Like, are we homies?
Okay, well, maybe it's the presentation. Because let's say it's logistical. Like, if I live pretty far, you may live pretty far, we can meet in the central area.
Right.
If I say, hey, let's meet at this place.
Let's say, I would love to go on a date with you, and I know that we kind of live at a great distance, so how about we meet somewhere in the middle? But, like, not saying like, meet up.
Yeah. Yo, let's meet
let's
up.
Let's hang out. Yeah. That ain't sexy. Yeah. That ain't sexy. Opening the car door for your date? Absolutely. Absolutely. Another one I didn't think about that they have on this list, they say make introductions. You know, if you're out on a date with someone and you see an old friend who you want to stop and chat with, always introduce them to your date. And I've been in that situation too, where I'm just like, okay, I'm just standing here while you have this full-on conversation with this person. I'm like, hello. Right. And I got to take the time to introduce myself. Like, don't sit up here and act like I'm invisible. That ain't cute. So, yeah, I think that goes along the lines of, you know,
it's respect. Funny you said that, man. Well, I think that's important. Like, it makes you feel like, you know, whatever you are, you know, you're something. You know, if I see somebody out, hey, this is Miss Marie. Yeah, Miss Marie. Oh, hey, how you doing? And I have a short conversation. Hey, I'll get back to you. Cool. But I'm on a date, man. I'm enjoying my time with you.
Exactly. So it doesn't have to be a long, extended introduction. Oh, this is so-and-so, and she went to Frostburg, and she's this, and she's that.
You've been dating for months now.
Right. We don't need all that.
Right.
But let me take a quick pause, because I want to tell you guys once again about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C., specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair. We offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. I know I need one of those. Like, you have no idea. I got this headache that won't go away, and I just need it. But call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today at Epiphany Salon and Spa. But going back to tonight's topic, because we're discussing old school dating, you know, old school love and romance, and going back to the list, you know, the 10 old fashioned habits, dating habits we should bring back. And I left off with making introductions. I'm going to number 7. Don't expect sex. That, yeah, like, let's just go out without having that pressure of sex. Yes, we can flirt. Yes, we can, you know, be affectionate right. towards each other. But let's ease into that, you know. Yeah. And I go back and forth when it comes to sex, because, you know, with some of the old school couples, they may have waited a long time to have right. sex. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, because if I, you know,
because you need sex.
I need sex.
Yes.
No, because.
That's funny.
I don't want it to, you know, go so far that, you know, we've developed feelings for each other, like deep feelings for each other, and the sex is terrible. And then I gotta break it off with you because the sex is terrible.
Or if you really feel them, you can teach them.
Nah, I can't teach you how to grow a penis, honey. I can't teach your penis how to grow. Like,
chill.
You can only get so far with 3 inches. I can't help you.
Oh my gosh, man.
I can't help you if you gotta, a penis the size of a prepubescent, you know, teenage, whatever. Yeah, so I can't help you with that.
That's an elaborate diss right there. I feel like you used that before.
I know. But, yeah, number 8, put the cell phone away. So that goes back to what I said, my rant and rave, you know, be present, you know, put the cell phone away. And I know I'm guilty of it because I'm like, oh, man, you know what? I love dogs. So I saw this picture of so-and-so on Instagram. This is so funny. You got to look at this. So I pull out my phone. I'm showing you all these pictures. So, you know what? I got to put the cell phone away.
Yo, I make a conscious effort on the first date, especially if I'm feeling you. I will put my phone down, flip it, and it goes in the middle of the table. And I'm just want you to know that I'm focusing on you the whole night. Unless it's an emergency call or something like that, cool. But I'm focusing on you the whole entire night. I don't want you to think that I'm distracted because I'm here for you. You know?
And going back to old school, I mean, remember when you were in school, some of us, like, you didn't have no phone. You didn't have a phone. So if somebody needed to contact you, they had to wait.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. People need to realize that other people can wait. You know, I don't have to answer my phone just because you're calling me.
Right.
If I'm out with somebody, you are going to have to wait. You know, and that's important. You want to make that person feel like they're a priority, at least for that hour. I mean, what are you really going to miss in an hour?
Nothing.
Like, seriously. I know some emergencies happen, but more likely than not, you'll be okay with that 1 hour. You can focus on that person for an hour. I've had to have that discussion with somebody. Well, you know, if I don't respond, then that costs me money. No, it doesn't. You have to teach your customers how to treat you. They should not be contacting you after 10 o'clock at night. They know you're in the shop from 9 a.m.
to
6 p.m. After 6 p.m., they're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Or you can respond to their text in the morning, or you can respond to their text after our date.
Yeah, it's just common courtesy, man. Like, if I'm out on a date, like, I'm focusing on you, and I don't want you to think that I'm distracted. And I've been on a situation like that where I've really had to cut it short because she was just all into her phone and all this and the third. So if you're doing that means you're not interested in me.
Right. And
so let me just say this money right now.
I would ask a person, like, am I boring you?
Right.
I would ask you that in a heartbeat. Like, am I boring you?
Nah, baby, be good. I'm just hollering at my boys real quick.
Right. Your boys can wait.
Yeah, they can.
And that's the thing that I think a lot of us need to get in the habit of, making people wait. They can wait. That call can wait. That text can wait. It's not urgent.
Unless it's the kids.
Right. That can wait.
The kids can wait?
No.
Oh.
It's not urgent. It can wait. And a lot of people, we're so used to, you know, responding right away. And I know I'm terrible with text messages. Like, if I'm doing something when you text me,
yeah,
I will definitely forget to respond. And it's not intentional. It's just like I'm in the middle of something and somebody distracted me. So right. It is what it is. But some people just have to know how to wait. And other people have to know how to be patient.
Yeah.
You know, you might not get a response right away.
Right.
So I don't know. But yeah, put the cell phone away. Number 9 says, send a homemade card or romantic gesture to show that you care. Yes. It says, write a poem or a song, paint something, or give a little handmade surprise. I love handmade gifts. I love when my nieces make me stuff. So
that's
you know, my nieces love making a little bracelet, so they make me bracelets. I love that stuff.
That's sweet.
That kind of stuff is you know, it's touching. You know, somebody can make you a card.
It's the thought that counts, man.
Right, and write you a personalized note. You know, that, I think that's a nice thing.
You have to go out your way to do that. You have to go out of your way to, you know, do things like that. So that's important to know that somebody really took the time to actually
do the effort.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, you know, effort is a beautiful thing.
Very much.
If you took the time to call me, I appreciate that, because I'm going to take the time to call you.
Yes.
I'm gonna make time in my schedule for you. You know, effort is definitely appreciated. You know, it could be something just simple. But, you know, like, I remember one year I went out with this guy, and I wasn't, like, really in the Christmas spirit.
Right.
And I kept debating on putting up my Christmas tree. He was like, no, you should put your tree up. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to put up my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And when we went on our date, he gave me an ornament. And I thought that was, like, the nicest thing ever. I was like, oh, dang. He was like, yeah, I know you kind of weren't in the Christmas spirit, but I'm glad you decided to put your tree up. So I wanted to just give you this, you know, little trinket to put on your tree to add to your collection. I thought that was nice.
That's what's up.
I thought that was very, very thoughtful. And number 10, it says, be clear on where you stand with each other.
Mm.
And most people, you know, that goes along the lines with our tip for Tip Tuesday, you know, tip on yesterday, was, you know, if you want to be exclusive with that person, you know, ask. Don't assume, you know, or don't rely on your assumptions. Yeah, you guys might be having a great time together, but don't assume that it's a relationship,
right,
or that you guys are together, or that you guys are exclusive, or that he's not seeing somebody else.
Get your heart
or
hurt.
That she's not seeing somebody else. And you might, you know, take the time to have that conversation to see where you want things to go. Like, are you guys just, you know, hanging out? You know, what is it that you're looking for? You know, are you guys on the same wavelength when it comes to, you know, this here dating situation?
That's important, though, man.
If I could just stop coughing, you know. But it says, most people are a little shy when it comes to asking, but it needs to be known after spending time together. Are we a couple? Are we seeing each other exclusively? It can be very confusing, and people can get hurt, so just be direct.
Sometimes that's a tough conversation to have, but it's definitely needed.
It can be. Because, you know, when do you know that it's time to, you know, go into that level of exclusivity?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Because what if you know, you might like the person, like, he might like me, but he's not feeling me that much for us to take it there. Like, he might like hanging out with me, but he doesn't want to, you know, take it there. He doesn't really see me as somebody that he wants to be with in a long term. Because I've been in that situation, too. I've gone out with somebody, and I thought he was great, but I didn't see anything long term with him.
Right.
And he ended up wanting to be in a relationship, and I just wasn't, well, I wasn't down with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think being direct is something that goes along the line of old school, because old school, they were kind of, you know, to the point, like, this is what I want, you know, would you like to do this? Either yes or no. And if it's no, then okay, I'll be
what direct. If it's maybe, if it's maybe, I'm unsure, like, you know what,
I can work with that, but
I,
you
know,
but the thing about it is, you've told me
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay, well, that's fine. Well, when you're ready to be sure, you let me know. I'm still going to be with you 100% the whole time.
Uh-huh.
So when you're ready, you let me know, and we can go to that next level together.
Hmm.
Sounds like a good answer, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a great answer to me. So be direct. So what have we learned, ladies and gentlemen, about old school love and romance? You know, what are some takeaways, DH?
Some takeaways that I got from the old school love stance. I feel like old school love isn't dead. If there's a lot of pieces of old school love that we still enjoy, and a lot of pieces of the new school situation, you know, that are incorporated with this whole love game in general.
Mm-hmm.
Chivalry isn't dead,
mm-hmm,
per you, Miss Marie. And definitely, we want to make sure we have those conversations to determine where we are and kind of, you know, let us know where we want to go. And we got to make sure we're in the same book to be on the same page, you know?
Right. Definitely got to be in the same book, in the same chapter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, I've been with some people, I've been in chapter 13 and he's in chapter 2. I'm like, oh, damn. And vice versa. I'm like, right. Oh, I thought we was here. And yeah, you got to have that conversation. But yeah, chivalry is not dead, so please don't kill it. Don't let fear be your motivator to not do things,
right,
fellas.
Right.
And ladies, you know, stop labeling people as thirsty where it's not warranted. You know, he likes you, okay?
Right.
It's okay. But fellas, if she tells you she don't like you and you keep on doing it,
move on,
then it becomes a level of thirst. And speaking of thirst, that's exactly what took place in our latest blog post. That's called Free Lunch. So check it out at thisdateisover.com/lunch. But you just go to thisdateisover.com and you click on the blog tab and it'll take you right there. And post your comments on that and tell me what you think about that crazy guy. And also share the blog post. So share the website. We'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your support. And make certain you check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I'm trying to get 1,000 likes, so
we'll get you there.
Yeah, so we got to get some more people liking that page. I want to get 1,000. Got to get that. But going back to what I was saying, yeah, chivalry. Don't kill it. Like, continue to bring it back. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, it seems that it's I don't know. I'm thinking about, it seems like it's, when it comes to chivalry, I've experienced, you know, more chivalrous behavior from guys who are much younger than me,
uh-huh,
not like my age, or much older than me.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's just give and take. I mean, everybody has to, you have to be better, you know what I mean? And understanding that if you're something that I want, I'm going to have to work for it. I'm going to have to put my best foot forward,
because
mm-hmm, it's the interview process. So I have to be able to show you that, yes, I can be chivalrous. I can be your protector. I can do everything that you need your man to do.
Right.
And be your man.
Right. Mm-hmm. And ladies, don't be afraid to submit either. Don't be afraid. You know, have a servant's heart. It's okay to,
yes,
serve. I don't mind serving.
Yes.
It's okay to fix a plate. Okay.
Yes, I would.
It's okay. It's okay to cook dinner.
When a woman fixes my plate, there's something about that.
Mm-hmm.
When I can be like, babe, can you give me a hot dog? Sure. What else you want on it?
Right.
If I ain't gotta get up, I love it, man.
You know, lose some of the attitude. You know, if he asks you to do something, lose some of the attitude. He's not trying to boss you around. You know, be your father. Just lose the attitude and you know, it's okay to serve. You know, I get an attitude when people come into my kitchen when I'm cooking. Like, look, if you ain't doing the dishes, I got this. You know,
right.
I'm gonna fix your plate. Tell me what you want on it. If somebody's coming over, if I ask you if you want something to drink, let me get you something to drink. You don't need to follow me to the kitchen. That'll piss me off.
Right.
On the low. I'm gonna tell you to have a seat. Like, you don't need to follow me. I know where the ice is.
I know where everything is in my
house. I live here. So, you know what, I'm rambling. But it's about that time for us to get out of here. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. We can keep in contact after the show. You can email me, info@thisdateisover.com. And also, you know, go to the website. All my social media stuff is on my website. So you can click on it, follow me, like me, all that jazz. And don't forget to get your tickets to our adults only late night laser tag on June 27th. Go to tagme.eventbrite.com. But that's all I got to say tonight. I'm about to go home and take me some more Theraflu because I'm sick as a dog.
Please get some rest.
Thank y'all for joining us once again, and we'll be back next Wednesday. Hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend, and that's all our time. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.